Yesterday, Vermont's lone representative in Congress, Becca Ballant, called for a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. The stance, announced in an opinion piece for VT Digger, marks a shift for Ballant. She previously stood with the rest of Vermont's congressional delegation in asking for a humanitarian pause to the fighting. While the terms aren't strictly defined, a humanitarian pause is typically described as a short break in fighting to get supplies like water and fuel into an area. In contrast, a ceasefire is often longer, potentially paving the way for a diplomatic agreement. Vermont Public's Mitch Wertlieb spoke to Ballant about how she came to support a ceasefire.
My first question out of the gate is, why are you in favor now of a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas?
I see this as an extension of what I've said over the past month. The horrific violence has to stop. All hostages must be released. Hamas cannot stay in power in Gaza. Palestinians and Israelis both deserve safety and security. And what has become increasingly clear to me is that it's excruciatingly difficult for us to hold complexity, especially when it comes to the Middle East. We all want easy answers, and there are none. And with my op-ed, I'm trying to create space to have a much more complex and nuanced conversation about this war, and it's really not easy.
I want to give you the chance to do that now as well. In recent days, you have spoken about the human cost of this war. So far, more than an estimated 11,000 Palestinians have been killed, many of them women and children. I am wondering if there was a kind of tipping point, a particular piece of news that struck you in a way that had you make this call for a ceasefire.
There was no particular piece of news because it's all horrific. Palestinians are suffering terribly. Israelis also are suffering terribly. There are still hostages that we have no idea which state that they're in. And so we don't like to hold all these tough things at once. Israel has a right to defend itself, and its security cannot come at any cost. So just like Hamas needs to be held accountable to international law, so must Israel.
There are those who will say that a ceasefire would merely give Hamas a chance to regroup and plan further attacks on top of already killing an estimated 1,200 Israelis and, as you've alluded to, taking more than 200 people hostage. So how would you respond to that?
And I absolutely understand that argument and that concern. I share that concern too, which is why I was very clear that I know that a ceasefire cannot hold if Hamas continues to rule Gaza. I believe Hamas is holding Palestinians hostage as well. And that is where we need to be working with our partners and allies in the region, Qatar, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, to make that part of the next steps.
Representative Ballant, nationally, when you came out with this call for the ceasefire, a lot of media outlets picked up on the fact that you are Jewish. I don't know how many people know that. Probably in the state of Vermont, many do. But what is your message to Jewish Vermonters who are opposed to a ceasefire?
That I understand. That I understand. And I am trying to do my level best to take in all of the information, both classified and unclassified, and make my decision based on that. And I want to be really clear, because something that is part of this, Mitch, that I think a lot of people don't want to accept, there is so much anti-Semitism that has been unmasked in the last 4 weeks. And I'm not talking about criticism of the Israeli government, something that I have never shied away from. I am talking about horrible anti-Jewish statements being wrapped up in some perverse claim that what Hamas did, that somehow this was justified. Hamas are not freedom fighters. They are terrorists who want to destroy Israel. And I think any continuing conversation, both in Vermont and nationally, needs to hold that truth. So I understand how, you know, how people have seized on to my family's history in all of this, having my grandfather murdered in the Holocaust. But what I want people to understand is I do not want to be used as a tool for any faction that is demanding that members of Congress say something in a particular way. Because I'm going to say it again, if I haven't made it clear, we all want the same things. Where we may differ is strategy.
How do you feel your message will be received, especially in Vermont, among local Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim communities?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. And I know that we all are holding so much complexity and pain right now. And one of the things that I said to a group the other day that I was meeting with is that I would hope that even if I don't say things in the exact, you know, right way, that folks would understand that I do my homework and I take this responsibility so seriously, and that I'm willing to talk to anyone or listen to anyone to help me wrestle with the complexity.
I wonder if you think the United States should continue to provide aid to Israel, either military equipment or funding for the military.
I think the Biden administration and Congress have to be clear on two fronts, that Israel has a right to defend itself and a right to, you know, root out Hamas terrorism. And it also has a responsibility to take as much care as possible to reduce civilian deaths and suffering. And what I have said repeatedly is that I will plan to review any aid package that comes before me very carefully to ensure that it supports stability and peace in the region. And it has to include robust humanitarian aid to the people of Gaza and a significant amount of aid and support to rebuild after the war.
How realistic do you think a ceasefire really is? I mean, given Benjamin Netanyahu's pretty adamant stance that he doesn't want to see that happen at all.
This has been my struggle for weeks. Not only has Netanyahu said that he's not interested in a ceasefire, Hamas has said repeatedly, what we did on October 7th, we will do again and again and again until we annihilate the state of Israel. So that, you know, I am a realist, but I'm also somebody looking for possibility to open up a space. And I'm very keen to see what will happen. We're hearing word that there will be some temporary ceasefire in the next, you know, few days or weeks to allow a release of some of the hostages. I'm curious to see what space that opens up in a larger conversation, you know, towards a ceasefire. But this is not going to be solved by members of Congress making any kind of statement. This is going to take really tough and hard negotiations with our partners in the region to help us to get there.
That was U.S. Representative Becca Ballin speaking to Vermont Public's Mitch Wortlieb about her support for a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas.